How to practice without getting annoyed at yourself. Many adults don't realize this at first, but the biggest obstacle to enjoyable practice is often not the music. It's the way we talk to ourselves while playing. A missed note, a hesitation, a moment of forgetfulness, and suddenly irritation appears. Thoughts like, I should know this by now, or why am I still making these mistakes, begin to surface. This inner commentary may seem harmless, but over time, it drains enjoyment and confidence. The first step in changing this is awareness. Notice when irritation begins. It often shows up quietly, through tension, sighs, or a sudden urge to stop. That moment is important. It's your signal to soften, not to push. Instead of criticizing yourself, try gently changing the conversation. Replace judgment with observation. Rather than, I messed that up, try, that part still needs time. This small shift matters. Learning piano is not a performance, it is a process. Mistakes are information, not proof of failure. Another helpful approach is to shorten the task. If annoyance appears, you may be asking too much of yourself in that moment. You can slow the tempo, reduce the section size, switch to something familiar. There is no need to stay in frustration. Ending a session calmly is far more valuable than forcing yourself through irritation. It's also helpful to remember why you are here. You are not practicing to prove worth. You are practicing because music brings something meaningful into your life. Kindness toward yourself is not indulgent. It is practical. When practice feels safe, the brain stays open. When the brain stays open, learning happens naturally. So the next time irritation appears, pause, breathe, soften your shoulders, return to something comfortable. You are not behind, you are learning. In the next chapter, we'll talk about recognizing the early signs of frustration and how to stop before it takes over.